One of New York's declared presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton, announced her new campaign song yesterday with a video that spoofed the final episode of The Sopranos. Both the video and the song are generating publicity and controversy. NPR's Netta Ulaby interviewed two very different critics who came to the same conclusion. The video and the song choice should have been whacked.
In the video, Hillary Clinton channels Tony Soprano's final moments, flipping through a diner jukebox and chatting with a loving spouse.
How's the campaign going?
Well, like you always say, focus on the good times.
You know, those things, you know, they either just kind of work or they don't work. It just didn't work for me. I just wanted to say, well, you know, guys, don't quit your day jobs.
That's Carol Darr. Her day job is directing the Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet at George Washington University. Now, it's not Darr's job to decide whether something is funny, but it is Joe Garden's. He's features editor at The Onion, and he, too, hated the Clinton Sopranos video.
It just struck me as amazing that somebody who spent valuable Senate time and tax dollars griping about video game violence is sort of trying to piggyback on the popularity of a television show about a murderous sociopath.
Bad as he found the Sopranos video, Garden thinks the new campaign song is even worse.
High above the mountains, far across the sea.
Celine Dion's song, You and I, was selected democratically, presumably by Clinton supporters, who visited her website by the hundreds of thousands to vote, says Mandy Grunwald. She heads advertising for Hillary Clinton's campaign. She says the song was a write-in favorite.
It's an inspiring song about, you know, being able to fly. And I think the country would like to fly away from where we are today.
Still, two different personal branding experts consulted by NPR said the song comes across as slow, sappy, and safe. Carol Darr thought it needed a different singer.
You know what I would have liked to have seen? I would have liked to have seen Hillary Clinton herself singing the Celine Dion song.
Darr thinks Clinton missed an opportunity to build on the success of a viral video that caught the senator warbling the national anthem at a baseball game.
She's got, God bless her, just a terrible voice. It would have been funny. It would have showed a softer side of her. It would have been loosening up. It would have been making fun of herself.
But making fun is perhaps best left to professionals, like The Onion's Joe Garden and his circle.
My wife had the greatest idea, was to start a write-in campaign to make Yakety Sax by Boots Randolph, the theme song for Hillary. I don't know if you know, it's better known as the Benny Hill theme. You know, I think that would have been great.
Why?
I think it's madcap. It's zany. It's a laugher, a feeling of fun that is missing from the Clinton campaign.
Injecting fun into the campaign of a serious politician like Hillary Clinton is seen as a necessity to win some voters, says George Washington University's Carol Darr. But she does not think any presidential candidate deserves too much criticism for goofy videos or theme songs.
I think it says more about us than it says about them. That we're, as a country and as voters, not focused enough on what is truly important.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
You can find a link to the Hillary Clinton Sopranos video at npr.org.